My name is Legion, from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. From the mountaintop he saw them, bruised as he was and cut with stones, covered with dirt and blood, and in terror he called upon the name of his dark master. A great storm of wind blew up and monstrous waves flooded their boat, and he laughed with joy and relief as he watched and waited for them to die in the water. But the man who had been sleeping woke and rebuked the storm, and a great calm fell on the sea. The man hid among the tombs, his lips flecked with bloody foam. Many times they had bound him, but the chains were torn asunder and the fetters broken in pieces, like a woman snapping a ripe stalk of corn. Was he now to be garnered like wheat in the harvest? The man ran and threw himself before them on the seashore, drenched as they were with sweat and salt water, and cried, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I abjure thee by God that you torment me not." The man who had rebuked the sea asked him sternly, "What is your name, unclean spirit?" And cowering, he answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Now close to the mountain grazed a great herd of swine, tended by swineherds, for in this country of the Gadarenes people ate such flesh. And the spirits begged that he would send them hence that they might live, even as swine. And Jesus gave them leave. And the herd hurtled headlong down a steep place into the sea where they drowned. For years after his death, his disciples talked about it, going over what happened again and again. Did he send them to their hellish home deliberately? Was it an accident? When the screaming and the howling of the demons and the thrashing and squealing of the pigs and the seething of the water had all ceased, the swineherds flew into the town, shouting out the news. For days the carcasses bobbed around, bloated and distended. No one dared to touch them for fear of releasing the legion back into their country. Eventually they rotted, and the fish ate them, and the ones that were washed up the flies and birds devoured. A later generation who didn't believe the legend gathered up the bones and used them as fuel. Might as well get some use out of them.